the time Sasha Severance celebrates her graduation from Sierra Nevada College in May, she'll have been a CEO for about 3 months. Severance owes that opportunity to Elevate Blue, a tech accelerator in Incline Village, which essentially builds companies around great ideas.
This is our reception area. Right now, this is kind of a secondary conference room for us. Also, bike storage, which we want to make it a fun place to work.
That's Jameson Stafford, who founded Elevate Blue with the hopes of attracting entrepreneurs with dreams of creating the next Snapchat or Facebook to Tahoe instead of the Bay Area.
The idea is to kind of have like pods of teams, you know, usually like three people, although I've seen them have as many as like five or six people at these three desks. The idea is to, you know, kind of have it spread out around the building so engineers can collaborate.
One of those companies is called PetSurf. Stafford came up with the idea, and it's essentially Hotel Tonight for dog owners. It's an app they can use to find and book boarding for their fur babies. Earlier this year, he hired Severance to head it up. He says it was her pitching skills that really sealed the deal.
So I was like, well, could we just get, you know, a first-year entrepreneur student out to give this a shot? Called her up, and I'm like, hey, do you want to come in and pitch our investor group? So she came into our last investor meeting, and I probably gave 10 minutes of information beforehand. I'm like, come in and sell this to us. And if you sell it, like, we'll give you a job running it.
Severance says she was actually applying for an admin job when she first met the Elevate Blue team.
I went on their website, and they had an administrative assistant position open. So I had applied for that, and they're like, you're extremely overqualified for this, but we have like a startup CEO position.
Although Severance is young, she's been soaking up the entrepreneurial waters of Incline Village her whole life. She says her dad was a startup guy long before her.
He was being introduced and networking with a lot of people, so then I was introduced to them.
And her mom was no slouch either.
My mom was the designer of the lake campus of Sierra Nevada College. So for all those buildings to be put up, of course, we had donors. And a lot of those donors were really heavy in like the tech world and had tech startups.
Here at Ivy Coffee in Incline Village, tech legends blend with everyone else in line waiting for their latte. For former Zynga exec Robert Goldberg, that's part of what makes Incline an interesting incubator for would-be startup founders.
If you look at the community around this area, it's a bunch of guys like me. You know, I think there's an interesting talent base for entrepreneurs to grow on.
The small Lake Tahoe town has been popular for decades with wealthy Californians eager to avoid paying state income tax. But in recent years, it's become a mecca for successful tech entrepreneurs. They visit the area for weekend trips first, then make it permanent after a successful IPO. A lot of those founders wind up investing in local startups, judging local business plan competitions, or guest lecturing at Sierra Nevada College.
All kinds of retired CEOs around here, and just to name a few, you know, we have Roger Wittenberg. He's the guy who invented Trex. He's a trustee at the college as well. And, you know, people like that, you go around a corner and you just bump into these people all over.
That's Bob Prager, the first salesman Oracle ever hired, and a board member at SNC, who also sits on Elevate Blue's investor panel.
Organizations like Elevate Blue and the college, I think, are dramatically changing this area.
As she settles into her new role with Elevate Blue and PetSurf, Severance says she has absolutely benefited from having easy access to so many successful business people. Her advice to other students hoping to land in the C-suite?
Really, you know, take advantage of the age you are right now and what you're doing right now as a student, because that can get you a lot of places in the future is just using that title as a student.
Severance says she's found that even very successful people will give students time that they wouldn't set aside for a business person. And Severance isn't the only one. This year, dozens of students will graduate from the entrepreneurship program at SNC, all eager for a shot at running their own company. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.